Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith Overt here. This is Pensacola Business Radio on the air with LEAP alumni. So I have across the table from me a couple LEAP alumni that I'd really like to help share the story of what LEAP has done for them and meant in their lives. So I'd like to welcome Jennifer, Maggie, and Olivia. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So let's just get right into this. Maggie, I'm going to start with you. So
okay.
Let's let everybody know what you do and where you operate and
sure.
And how LEAP has really been a part of your life.
Okay. I'm Maggie Williams, and currently I'm the public relations manager at Wind Creek Hospitality. And some of you know us at the casino up in Atmore. We also own the racetrack that's here in Pensacola. Yeah.
Very cool.
We have, throughout the region, we have six different locations. And I'm the public relations manager. That means I do all sorts of fun stuff like this and show up in all sorts of fun places.
Yeah, you get to be the Hollywood, huh?
I get to be the Hollywood. I'm the face of Wind Creek and the voice today. Yeah.
So what year did you do LEAP?
Well, actually, I have to admit, it took me 2 years to get through LEAP. They don't even allow this anymore, but I started in 97. And unfortunately, I had to move away due to a divorce and finished up and started in 96 and graduated in 97. So I got like a double dose of it.
Yeah, you had a whole bunch of makeup days, didn't you?
Yeah, a whole bunch of makeup days.
Okay. And Olivia, go ahead. We'll get through all the some of the formalities here and then we'll really get into it.
I'm Olivia Yates and I'm a regional manager for MCARE. And what we do is manage physician practices, and currently I manage 5 emergency departments.
Only 5?
Only 5.
So you have room for like 3 more? Yeah. And what year did you do LEAP?
2014.
Oh, so you're recent, huh?
I am.
Well, see, and she didn't say best class ever, so I'm going to assume that
she would have gotten
ours was still better. So, and then go ahead, Jen, even though you've been here 500 times, let's do it again.
Jennifer Harrison, I own Gulf Coast Premier Promotions, so I handle all your marketing needs for your small business.
Okay, and you were?
Class of 2014, better than the best class ever.
Wasn't Robin in your class too?
Oh, I was 2013.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
2013.
Yeah.
Yes.
She wanted to say she was in my class.
No, 2013 was better than the best class ever. So sorry.
It's all up for debate. So honestly, I really want to know, going through LEAP and after LEAP, what, let's just talk to me about sort of what it's done for you. What did you learn? What was your projects? That kind of stuff. Go ahead.
We're all looking right at you, Maggie. Okay. Well, I'll go first. Because I was in for 2 different years, I really was exposed to a good number of people who are leaders in this community. I just saw Robin Richard as I was in.
Yeah.
She was in one of my LEAP years. Yeah. And talk about a mover and a shaker in this town.
She's upstairs. Or was she downstairs setting up the
exhibit? She was downstairs.
Setting up the exhibit.
She was hauling the table around. I don't know.
Yeah. They have a new exhibit, and I cannot remember the name of it to save my life because she was just in here. But they have a new exhibit, part of UWF and what they're working on setting up.
Yeah. People like Pam Childers,
got
to know her, supported her in her recent campaign. So that's probably somebody I just would not have run across in day to day. But I went through the experience, but I moved away from here for 8 years. Then when I came back, one of the first things I did was go to a LEAP alumni event.
Yeah.
Was able to reconnect with some of those people from, you know, like a 2014 class, and then some of the people that I had known long ago. Then more recently, I served on the curriculum committee. And I got to meet some more of those people who are just going through the program, and I was able to work with some of the people who had gone through my class and some of the people who had gone through other classes. So it's just connecting all across.
Yeah.
Lots of different areas.
So I want to know, did you have like all the ropes courses and the brain things and all that stuff?
Yes. Okay. Yes. One of the memories that I have is when I got my personality profile. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
I was a yellow, and I thought, yellow is my least favorite color. I cannot be a yellow. Yeah. I don't like that color. That cannot be me. But the more we progress through that, I was like, yeah, that's who I am. The color's got nothing to do with it. And that's the thing about LEAP. I think it makes you think in a different way. And experience things kind of differently.
So I got mine back and I was red, red, blue.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, whatever. There's no way this personality test is going to nail. And man, it
did.
I got done reading it and I was like, oh man, that's totally me. That's a little scary kind of thing. So, So what color room were you for SimSoc, or did you get to do that?
I did get to do SimSoc. I was blue.
Okay.
So that was, you know, We had no idea what was going on around us. It was just all lovely.
Yeah, well, I was red. We really had no idea what was going on.
Me too.
Yeah, you were red room?
I was.
High five. So go for it, Olivia. Same question.
So just learning and seeing more about our great community and all the people and connections that I made, that was wonderful. And I think Maggie's right. If you stay plugged in for more than just your year, you make even more connections.
Yeah.
And in addition to the alumni events, my class we have our own after hours functions sometimes.
We do too.
And we have lunches too. So many ways to stay plugged in.
Yeah. And then what was y'all's project?
Our project was the Sacred Heart.
Oh, that's right. The Eric. Yes. Yes. See, and Eric was my class. So, yep. And then you had what? The Leap Trail, right?
Yeah. 2013, we did the Leap Trail.
Yeah. So what was, give me your experience. Even though I facilitated half of that year, so I probably know.
You guys might have different opinions. Experience.
Yeah, I think I would agree. For me, it was about the connections, because a lot of people I wouldn't have met going through it.
Sure.
And even more so after now being an active alumni, which if you're not an alumni, you should pay your dues and become active.
Because it's more than just paying your dues, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I think it's just, it helps open doors, because if you have that LEAP alumni connection, you've all been through an experience.
Sure.
No matter what class you were. So it can help you get in the doors and get in front of people that you need to make things happen, whether you're on a board or in the community or in your business. It can help you kind of get it around some of those obstacles.
And I think if you really pay attention, sometimes you may find out that you probably want to be doing something completely different than maybe whatever got you in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know after going through some of the personality tests and going through some of the just the leadership things or being put in those situations to find skills that you never knew I had kind of thing. And then it was like, oh, well, okay, I could go try to do this, or I can go be part of this in my community, or I'm not scared to go, you know, network or however you want to call it. But it really, for me, I know it opened up the door to just really realizing I didn't have to do the one thing that I was doing.
Yeah.
Hence part of where I am now.
That's a good thing. I'll tell you what, another thing, a lot of my work happens in Alabama, and a lot of chambers of commerce have the LEAP program and have a LEAP alumni organizations. And it really can open doors even in other communities, just limited to Pensacola.
So I'm going to do, hopefully, if everything works out, I'm going to do the Santa Rosa one at the end of this year. And Christina Doss, if you're listening, I still want to do the Florida one. I didn't know they had a state one.
I was just talking to Megan McCarthy about that yesterday.
Around Christmas time, yeah. So hopefully somebody will nominate.
You have to earn extra stars to get there.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. I can earn extra stars.
I'm capable of earning extra stars.
Yeah.
I think another thing is that from the community aspect, it opens up your eyes to what is really going on in the community and what you can get involved with. Because I bet if we were to pull all the LEAP alumni, I bet every one of them is on at least one board for some nonprofit
or something.
And a lot of them didn't know about some of those boards until they went through LEAP. So
there were things I didn't even know existed here in Pensacola until I went through LEAP. I had no idea IHMC was here. No idea. Had no idea all the stuff on the base. What else? We did... No idea about the law enforcement and all the SWAT stuff. I absolutely no idea that that
and
stuff
the nonprofits.
Existed.
Yeah. I learned a lot about nonprofits.
The Snoozeland Center and the things like that. Never any idea that we had all of that going on here. It's like the best kept secret until you're in LEAP all of a sudden. Yeah.
And I get to see Military Day for 2 years because the year that I was on curriculum committee, I did Military Day. So we did even different things than my class year. So I get to see 2 years of different things on the base.
Well, I was not allowed on any other days other than opening and closing retreat. Only because Mike Craney and I just caused way too much trouble. So.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, we'll see. They'll invite us back, I'm sure.
Maybe after they forget. Maybe.
Yeah, after they forget.
Yeah, give it a couple years. Well, I've seen you two together.
It's trouble. He used to be my neighbor, and it was real trouble then. But anyway, What are the two of you, what are you both doing in the community now?
I am doing multiple things, but even before I was in LEAP, I was on the board of Gulf Coast Kids House, and I'm the fundraising chair there. We have a lot of different fundraisers, and Jennifer's very involved with those too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wind Creek is also involved.
I was gonna say, yeah, you too, which I didn't know before y'all got here, but
as a partner with Gulf Coast Kids House, especially with our fundraiser Dragon Boat Races. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Maggie. And that event's coming up on September 16th.
There you go. So we're not doing the Chocolate Fest, but we are helping Stacy and them get it promoted, and have been sharing their voice to do that. I don't know if I could eat that much chocolate.
We love the chocolate.
They give you a box.
You can take it home. I heard. Yeah. I heard. So we're actually, I think we're going to have last year's winner, I think, is going to come and talk about it a little bit. So,
well, thank you for doing that too.
Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And in addition to that, I've gotten involved with other things like Rotary, Impact 100. Mm-hmm. So there's so many things you can plug into in the community.
Do you think any of that would have happened prior to LEAP? I mean, were those things you were searching out before, or was it specifically like...
I was community involved before, but it definitely opened my eyes to more things.
Yeah. See, I wasn't that much, only because just the profession I was in didn't allow, because of the hours I had to work. But then the company I was with, I didn't have to work those hours anymore. So now all of a sudden, I was in more things than I knew what to do with, to be absolutely honest. So... But then I had to start traveling again. So some of them had to fall away, but I was jumping in all kinds of stuff that I never would have seen, done, thought about had I not gone through LEAP. I don't know. Parents would be proud, I guess. Yeah. Clean up real good.
Took you a while, but it's okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway. but what are you in, Jen? I know you do the Dragon Boat Races, but what else?
Yeah, I help out Gulf Coast Kids House on that end with the Northeast Pensacola Sertoma mm-hmm. that puts on that. Also Powerful Women of the Gulf Coast, which we've been on your show a few times, and have a conference coming up that actually benefits Gulf Coast Kids House as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shameless promotions. That's it.
Upcoming Breast Cancer Research Foundation, I help out with that, which will be on the show next week.
Hot Pink Weekend, huh?
Hot Pink Weekend. And I just like to be involved in the community, because it's a good way to give back, even if it's just my time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, you know, other events throughout the year that I jump in on and help where I can. Yeah. So.
Well, I think you're committed to enough, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
And then LEAP alumni, of course.
Yeah.
That's our big push right now.
So, which, by the way, nominations opened up.
Nominations opened up February 1st. They go through the end of the month, which is actually LEAP Day this year.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So for anybody that's not sure how this works, somebody has to nominate you, or you can self-nominate. Mm-hmm. It's okay. What did Caitlin say? She said, your nomination is just as good as anybody else's. Yeah. Even if it's for yourself, which makes sense. And I want to say I don't know the Chamber's website off the top of my head. Do you?
If you just go to PensacolaChamber.com, there's LEAP on there. Or Leadership Pensacola, you can Google that too, and it'll show up. It'll pop up to the Chamber website.
And so if you nominate somebody or yourself, and then it goes in the mix, and then the rest is really up to them, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, nominations will go till the 29th, and then applications will be due end of March.
Yeah.
And then the committee will
do what they do.
Do what they do.
And select. Mm-hmm. Only 50 make it, right?
Only 50.
Is that how many was in? I know that was when it was in your class. Mm-hmm. Is that how many was in yours, Maggie?
50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty competitive.
Yeah,
people really want to do this, and one of the things that I like about the selection process is they try and get people from mm-hmm. government, people
yeah.
from small owned businesses,
yeah.
people from the
yeah,
larger
we had
businesses.
Quite the eclectic group.
Yeah. It is, and yeah. I think that's one of the things that makes it so yeah. strong.
So if you don't get in the first year, it's okay, because there's a lot of people that want to get in, so, and they only take 50. So
that's
try
it.
And try again.
Try and try again, yep.
Yeah. Which I thought was cool, because when they threw the class project at us, and I was like, how are we going to do this? And then you looked around the room, you realized you had every resource you would ever need
yep.
to just about accomplish anything you wanted to accomplish.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yay to the selective committee for being smart with that, you know? What else? I know they're working on Youth LEAP. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Youth LEAP. Well, we're going to be taking nominations and applications. This year it'll actually start out a lot like Big LEAP. Youth LEAP will be, starting in when school starts, they'll be once a month. They're still working on the the exact agenda and things, but applications will be due in March and they'll announce a class in April. And so if you know of any high schoolers, 10th through 12th grade,
yeah,
sleep is definitely a good way to get into leadership if they're interested or want to
see some of the other stuff, because it really mimics what we did, right?
Just on a smaller level.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, we're partnering a lot up with the school board this year and getting a lot more people involved that can help reach a lot of those students who really have the ability to get out there and do something.
Yeah. So is it on school days too? Because I know sometimes
the kids
like to hear that, because then they don't go to school.
It'll be different than it was before. It won't be a full day. It'll be half a day, depending on when it is.
Yeah.
So like I said, they're still working out the exact schedule, but they will be able to get out of school as long as their parents approve.
Sure. And it doesn't really, does it matter what county they're in? If they're in Santa Rosa or if they're in, okay. So, because I got a couple in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
One really in particular.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, Maggie, what else is going on at Wind Creek?
Let me see. There's a lot going on at Wind Creek all the time. We have, a lot of people don't know that we have a lot there to do besides gaming. We have
a really awesome spa.
We have a really awesome spa, world-class spa. We have movie theaters. We have Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
Baumhauer's has just opened up at Wind Creek, and I had lunch there yesterday. Amazing food that they have. We've partnered with them. That's one of the things that Wind Creek does really well, is partners with other people to do what we're not necessarily the best at.
Sure.
We also have Fire Steakhouse, one of the best steakhouses in Alabama. It's a really cool place.
They're award-winning, aren't they?
They're award-winning. Mm-hmm. Valentine's is coming up. Sign in now.
Is Jay still doing the tasting dinner stuff?
Jay Norris, not Jay Doris.
Right.
Our CEO.
Okay.
Yeah, our CEO versus
our
chef. Yeah, it's not confusing, especially when you send the email to the wrong one.
Yeah.
Who, Jay Norris, is from Gulf Breeze, I think, still living in Gulf Breeze. And yes, he does the cooking classes up there. And we have a lot of people who come up and do that. I've done that recently.
Yeah.
And he also does tastings where he will pair your food with your wine, and he'll walk you through why this is good with that. And,
yeah, all these different course meals that are just, it's like a once in a lifetime kind of thing.
It is.
Tried to get me out there a couple of times, but the schedules just haven't worked out.
You don't
take the kids to that kind of meal.
No, you don't. The cooking classes, though, are really cool. They have a set menu. You can check all that out on our website, Wind Creek Atmore, and find out what he's going to be offering. But I think it's really cool that about 125, 130 people drive from Atmore up to Pensacola to work. So we have an impact down here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just our entertainment, but, you know, we're writing paychecks to folks.
Well, my mom's been up there winning money for a while. So
I like that.
I know. I like do too.
We have several LEAP alumni that do that as well.
Yeah.
Yes. LaSharon Wiley, that will be on next week.
Yeah.
That's right.
She's a winner.
Big fan.
She's a winner.
She's a winner.
She's got the VIP card, doesn't she?
Right. We'll let her tell that story. But I think another important thing is it just allows us, the sponsorship we were talking about for Dragon Boat for Gulf Coast Kids, the sponsorships that we're able to provide into this area is pretty cool. Last year, we had about $500,000 budgeted to give back to different nonprofits.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That is
and
a
that
lot
kind of
money.
Wraps back to what we were talking about, LEAP. I learned a lot about the nonprofits in the area when I was in LEAP.
Who needs help and why they need
it. Exactly. And so, although I don't get to write the sponsorship checks, I wish, but I can go to the leadership there and say, okay, this makes an impact, and they're going to multiply your dollars. And so having that knowledge really helps me in my business life now still.
Sounds like we need to connect her with this year's project.
We may already be.
Right. You may already be. That's true. Check the books when you get home.
So,
very cool. Okay, so I have no idea what MCARE does. So you're just going to have to fill me in.
So we're in over 40 states, and our offices in Pensacola are the ones that staff small rural community hospitals. And we do everything from creating marketing for those practices, recruiting, credentialing, staffing, and most of the people who have my position staff somewhere between 5 and 8 hospitals they're responsible for, and over 100 physicians that we keep track of.
So all kinds of staff, really. Anything within healthcare?
Our bread and butter is emergency medicine, but we also do hospitalist, radiologist, and anesthesia.
Anesthesia. which I've heard is a pretty good gig if you get it.
Is. The best sleep you will ever have.
Yeah. and so you're doing five ERs right now?
Currently, yes.
Okay.
And I have worked up to 5 different states since I've been there.
Yeah.
And MCARE also, our parent company, Envision, is covering the whole spectrum from being brought into an emergency department, so ambulance service. Then MCARE covers people while they're in the hospital. And then we also have another division that covers people once they go home, because that's becoming a bigger and bigger
thing. It's a huge industry.
Instead of having readmissions.
Home healthcare? Yes, because of the way the laws have changed, correct?
Yes.
See, I used to be in the healthcare industry. I was on the culinary side, but you still got the same thing with it.
I was going to say, you had a lot of pretty big jobs, didn't you?
Hey.
He's a busy guy.
No, it was a different industry. It was it was healthcare, but it was food. It was contract food service. And so when all of those things changed, they changed for us too. I mean, we had to go from well, I don't know where they went from, because they weren't doing the food that they were doing once I got there, but it changed completely because it was based on length of stay and whether they came back and all that kind of stuff. So, but I still had never heard of MCARE. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, but currently I'm fortunate enough to be able to work closer to home. I'm in Southeast Alabama and Florida Panhandle primarily.
So you get to hang out, huh?
I get to be closer to my doctors and hospitals.
Cool. So you get to do the LEAP alumni stuff then, right?
Yes. and all the other community stuff.
Yeah. So, so what else are you doing other than, what'd you say, Dragon? You said the...
Well, Kids House, I'm the Kids fundraising House and the chair, Dragon Boat. Anything and we have else? Multiple things through the year. We have Dragon Boat Races, Chocolate Fest, our Breaking the Silence luncheon, that's once a year.
That's the one I went to this year.
And mm-hmm. In addition to those three key events that we put on, we also have partnered with, like we were saying, Northeast Rotoma and Wind Creek mm-hmm. on Dragon Boat Races. We have multiple third-party fundraisers throughout the year. Cordova Rotary meets at Gulf Coast Kids House, so they put on a
Pancakes
couple of things.
With Santa.
That's one of them. They've also brought in Clydesdales before. I had to think of the name of those big horses.
Yeah.
We've had a Clydesdale event multiple years, so there are a lot of outside groups that help support Gulf Coast Kids House with some third-party fundraisers too. So it seems like we have something going on almost every weekend.
Yeah.
And so that one keeps me very busy, but then also Rotary. I'm in Seville Rotary, and I was a charter member of it. We have two main fundraisers every year.
And you said I had a lot.
Last year, I was the membership chair for Rotary, so that was busy, and served on the district committee for planning the Rotary district meeting in Pine Creek, Georgia.
It's like a whole resume here.
Yeah, she's put us all to shame.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, and Impact 100. Those are the main things.
So would it be fair to say that LEAP sort of has that, I don't even know if you want to call it a theme, but it just happens. Like these people, those that go through it either gain the experience to want to do more, and those that get in it are already trying to just be better for the community and for themselves, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's their tagline. That needs to be their tagline.
Write it down.
Write it down. So, well, I'll tell you what, is have we missed anything? Is there anything else coming up that we need to talk about for them?
We are doing another alumni event on Leap Day, which is February 29th. We'll be doing it at The Vault, which is a new restaurant on Alkanes, from 5 to 7 that night.
Have you eaten? Tell me about the food, because I haven't. Or have you eaten there yet?
I was there yesterday, but I did not eat yet, but I will be going there
and
for
you
lunch
had a menu,
next
right?
Week.
So you
but
got
I have
to see
a menu
it.
With me, okay. Yes. Yeah, and it smells wonderful.
Okay, good.
I just didn't have time to eat yesterday, but I've heard good things, so.
Cool.
But Sam, the owner's, he's pretty cool, and he's excited to have us there. So
okay, good.
So from 5 to 7 on the 29th
okay.
at The Vault.
Do they have to register or anything? Or just?
Yeah, we'll put out an event and send out an email and everything.
Okay, great. Well, I think we're pretty covered here. What do you think?
I think so. Okay. I think everybody should nominate someone for LEAP.
That's it.
Definitely.
Even if it's yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, check definitely. If you want to learn more about Pensacola and get involved and make a difference.
Be part of it.
Yep. There nominate yourself or someone else.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you ladies for joining and sharing it, your sure. experience thanks with us. You. I thank really you. Appreciate it. We won't wait 8 years before you come back to share the other experience. Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And fair. If a LEAP alumni is interested in being on the radio show.
There you go.
Yes.
You
we
can
do need.
Dial 850-288-9959 or.
Or message our Facebook page is the easiest way to do
it. Yeah, because Jen's yes. taking care of all of that. I'm really just here to talk.
Yeah, Leadership Pensacola Alumni Facebook page. Message that if you are interested. So no Great. Matter how long it's been or recent, whenever you went through LEAP,
yep.
we want to hear from you.
Yep, and we'd love to talk about your company and what you're doing now and all that good stuff. So it's really a win-win for everybody. So, well, again, ladies, thank you very much for coming in. I'm going to get us out of here. You can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX on the web or at PCola BRX on Facebook. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio on the air with LEAP alumni, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.